Welcome to Digest Discussions, where every episode brings the pages of knowledge to life. Dive deep with us into the heart of academic excellence, where the latest blog posts from Doctoral Digest aren't just read, they're explored, questioned, and expanded. In this podcast, we peel back the layers of complex topics, offering doctoral candidates and scholarly enthusiasts a seat at our roundtable of innovation, where we guide new doctoral students and dissertation warriors through the often confusing world of academics.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode where we demystify the doctoral journey. Today, we're exploring something that resonates with every PhD student I've ever met. That sometimes bewildering transition from being a student to becoming a scholar. It's like that moment when you realise you're not just riding the academic bicycle anymore. Suddenly someone's asking you to build one from scratch.
That's such a perfect analogy. And today's Doctoral Digest article really captures that sensation of standing at the base of what the author calls a daunting mountain, looking up at the summit, but unsure of the best path to take. I love how they frame this journey as fundamentally about identity transformation, rather than just acquiring more knowledge.
Absolutely. What struck me most was this idea that we're shifting from knowledge consumers to knowledge creators. That's a profound identity shift that goes well beyond just writing a dissertation. It's about finding your intellectual home in the vast neighborhood of academia.
And that neighborhood can sometimes feel like it has some pretty intimidating residents. The article mentions that about 40% of doctoral candidates feel unprepared for the scholarly environment. That's a significant number of people walking around with their academic imposter syndrome flaring up, like a bad case of scholarly hives.
What I appreciate about this piece is how it normalizes those feelings while offering concrete pathways forward. The section on building academic confidence really resonated with me, particularly the strategies for developing your unique scholarly voice. Yes, I love how practical those suggestions are. Reading widely, writing regularly, seeking feedback, and reflecting on your experiences, these aren't revolutionary concepts, but putting them together creates this ecosystem where your academic identity can flourish. It's like setting up the right conditions for your scholarly garden to grow.
Speaking of growth conditions, let's talk about the importance of community engagement that the article emphasizes. There's this myth of the lone genius toiling away in isolation. But that's rarely how significant academic contributions actually happen, is it?
Not at all. Even Isaac Newton, the poster child for solitary genius, was actually deeply engaged in correspondence with other scientists of his era. The article makes a compelling case for how workshops, conferences, and academic groups can be these crucial spaces where we not only share ideas, but also find our tribe. Those people who get excited about the same obscure topics that make our hearts beat faster.
And those connections aren't just intellectually stimulating, they're career building too. I was struck by that statistic that 60% of PhD graduates credit their network as being significant in their job search success. Academia might be about brilliant ideas, but it's also about relationships.
Exactly, and this is where I sometimes see newer doctoral students get tripped up. They're so focused on mastering content knowledge that they neglect the social aspects of scholarship. As the article says, success in academia is not just about intelligence. It's about relationships and building a supportive network.
That reminds me of something a mentor once told me, that academia is essentially a conversation across time. Your publications, presentations, even casual discussions at conferences are all part of this ongoing dialogue. Finding your place in that conversation is really what academic identity is all about.
I love that framing, and it helps explain why finding mentors is so crucial, which is another major theme in the article. Having guides who've already navigated the terrain can make that mountain seem a little less daunting.
The mentor-mentee relationship is so important, and I appreciated the article's advice on being proactive about seeking mentors rather than waiting for someone to adopt you academically. But it also emphasizes that this relationship goes both ways. You need to be open to feedback and willing to learn.
That willingness to receive feedback speaks to a larger point about academic humility that runs through the piece. There's this beautiful tension between developing confidence in your voice while remaining open to growth and criticism. It's not about becoming arrogantly certain of your ideas, but rather developing the confidence to engage with uncertainty.
Well said. And that plays into the article's discussion about redefining success. I think many of us enter doctoral programs with these external benchmarks for success. Publishing in certain journals, landing specific types of positions. But the article encourages readers to create personal metrics based on their own goals and values.
Yes, and that connects to the section on long-term planning. There's this great advice about being specific with your goals, not just saying, I want to be successful, but defining what success actually looks like for you personally. Are you aiming for a research-intensive position? Teaching-focused? Something in industry or government? These pathways require different types of preparation.
And they might require different approaches to that ever-elusive work-life balance the article discusses. I found myself nodding vigorously at the section about setting boundaries and prioritizing self-care. It's something we academics are notoriously bad at.
Oh, the number of times I've said, I'll just finish this one paragraph, and looked up to realize it's 2 a.m. The article makes a compelling case that sustainable practices aren't just good for your well-being. They're essential for long-term academic success. You can't produce your best work when you're running on fumes.
That sustainability piece is crucial. I've seen too many brilliant people burn out because they treated their doctoral program like a sprint rather than a marathon. The article wisely points out that you can't pour from an empty cup. You need to nurture your personal relationships, hobbies, and health alongside your scholarly pursuits.
I'm curious, what was your biggest challenge in developing your own academic identity during your doctoral journey?
For me, it was definitely overcoming that self-doubt the article mentions. There's this quote, "Confidence is the key to success in academia. The rest will follow as you grow." That really hits home. I spent too much time questioning whether my ideas were good enough, rather than putting them out there and letting them evolve through engagement with others.
That resonates deeply. I remember sitting in seminars feeling like everyone else had read some secret academic playbook that I somehow missed. What helped me was realizing that even established scholars are constantly learning and refining their thinking. Expertise is always a work in progress.
Exactly. And that brings us back to the article's core message about embracing the transition from student to scholar. It's not a binary switch that flips when you get your degree. It's an ongoing evolution that continues throughout your career.
I think that's what makes the doctoral journey both challenging and beautiful. You're not just researching a topic, you're researching yourself, discovering who you are as a thinker, writer, teacher, and colleague. That identity formation is what transforms the experience from merely educational to truly transformative.
And speaking of transformation, the article's concluding section on doctoral questions offers some excellent prompts for self-reflection. I particularly appreciate the question about the key differences between being a student and a scholar, and how to manage that transition.
Those questions would make excellent discussion starters for doctoral cohorts or mentoring groups. They address everything from developing an academic voice to networking effectively to maintaining work-life balance. All essential aspects of scholarly identity formation.
What I hope our listeners take away from this discussion is that feeling uncertain about your academic identity isn't a sign that you don't belong in doctoral studies. It's actually an integral part of the process. That discomfort is where the growth happens.
Absolutely. And while the journey may feel solitary at times, you're actually walking a path that countless others have traveled. Reaching out to build community, finding mentors, and developing your unique voice are all ways of joining that grand academic conversation that spans generations.
It's like that quote from the article. The most important thing is to be yourself and project your academic voice. Your unique perspective is what will ultimately enrich your field. The doctoral journey isn't about becoming like everyone else. It's about becoming more authentically yourself as a scholar.
That's beautifully put, and a perfect note to end on. The transition from student to scholar may be challenging, but it's also an opportunity for profound growth and self-discovery. Embrace the journey, connect with others along the way, and trust that your academic identity will emerge as you engage with the scholarly world around you.
Thanks for joining us for this digest discussion. We're the Academic Renegade Crew, reminding you that you are not alone in your doctoral journey. Join us for every episode as we break down the Doctoral Digest's most compelling content, bringing expert commentary, critical analysis, and a touch of scholarly camaraderie right to your ears. This isn't just another academic podcast. It's a community, an idea incubator, and your weekly dose of scholarly innovation all rolled into one.
Tune in to Digest Discussions and transform the way you engage with academic literature. Let's start the conversation today.